Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, one true God. Amen. The sermon of today is based on the 13th Sunday of the Pentecost. There was confusion, you know, about, I thought we are going to read the Gospel of the 13th, so I prepared a sermon based on that. I cannot, you know, prepare a sermon in 5 minutes. So allow me to read then from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 24. The well-known Jesus is healing the Syrophoenician woman. And from there he rose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered the house and did not want anyone to know. Yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter was possessed by unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and threw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement, you may go away. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child laying in bed and the demon gone. This is the Gospel of our Lord. Does anybody in this church have a need? Everyone here has several important needs. I would go a step further and say that most people in this church today have one or more major needs in their life, and some may not see how their need can be met. In the midst of your problems, you need someone to help. You need to turn someone or to turn to someone for solution. You need God to work in your life. Sometimes you do not need to be given a whole meal, maybe just a crumb. And that is the situation we are looking at in this passage today. Jesus is approached by a mother who is in a desperate situation. She needs something in her life. She comes to the Lord, and as she does, she is not asking for a whole meal. She is just asking for the crumbs. She is just asking Jesus to move in her situation. In this text, a burdened mother locates Jesus. She began to petition for him the help she needs. She faces several challenges, but she persists and she gets what she come for. In my message this morning, I want to share a few thoughts from this passage that may help us find what we need for our own life today. I entitled this message, "I am just asking for the crumbs." I am just asking for the crumbs. First, let's look at the mother and her request. This woman came to Jesus. She was concerned about her daughter. The child was demon-possessed and was probably acting in violence and anger. She needed help in a desperate situation. It may be the demon is causing bodily harm to the child. And this is what we see when we read about other people who were possessed by demon, that they were hurting themselves, and just like we read also, he almost died. Matthew 15, where Matthew tells us also about this healing, he tells us that she cried after Jesus. The word here means to shout after another. It is the idea of a loud, persistent screaming. Loud, persistent screaming. This woman was shouting to Jesus for the help she needed. Why was she so frantic? Because she was broken, heartbroken over the condition of her child. And she was determined to get her child the help she needed. This woman came to Jesus because faith and hope had been awakened in her heart. She needed something that society had not been able to provide. She was looking for something that her dead religion had been powerless to give her. She needed a solution that she had not been able to provide by her own self-efforts. She was desperate, and she saw Jesus as her only hope. Second, this text gives us also an idea about the mother and her resolve. This woman comes to Jesus for help, and when she doesn't get the response she imagined, she stays after Jesus until she gets what she wants. She had to overcome many obstacles in order to secure her daughter's healing. It seemed that she met resistance to her request at every turn. Yet, she persisted until she achieved her goal. When I looked at this text, I was able to number five major obstacles that resisted against her faith and hope. Let me just briefly explain these five obstacles. Number one, the obstacle of race. Verses 26 tell us that this woman was from Tyre of Sidon. Matthew tells us she was a Canaanite. This reveals two important things about the race of this mother. Number one, she was descended from, according to the Jewish, a cursed people. Okay? Because the people of Israel looked at this Gentile as a cursed. And we remember in Deuteronomy when the Lord told Joshua to destroy this race. He said, destroy totally the Canaanite people. So she was basically a member of a doomed race. Second, she was from a region known for a vile religious practices. So basically, this woman had two strikes against her from the very start. Number two, the obstacle of religion. She came to Jesus and called out to him, said, have mercy on me, Lord, the son of David. Here also we see a Gentile mother crying out to a Jewish Messiah. She had no right to come to Jesus through the door of Judaism. Okay? She was a Gentile according to Matthew. And so Jesus gave her the response she deserved. Matthew tells us he answered her not a word. He just totally ignored her. And then we have also the obstacle of racism. Those words are very familiar now in our culture. Racism, religion, and races. When the disciples see and heard this Gentile calling out their Messiah, they reacted by telling Jesus to send her away. They told him, you know, get her out of here. She is a Gentile, unclean. We are not allowed even to touch her. Okay? She was not one of their people in their eyes. She was different, and she was enough, and that was enough to justify them not caring about her at all. Okay? And then you have number four, the obstacle of rejection. As Jesus speaks to this woman, his word appears harsh in our ear. His word must have shaken her to the very core of her being. His word probably broke her heart. Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 23 to 26, add much detail concerning this conversation. Jesus simply ignored her. It is as if he turned an indifferent ear to her cry for help. Then he tells her that his whole purpose in coming to this world was to reach the lost sheep of Israel. When she persisted, what did Jesus tell her? You are a dog. Can you imagine how harsh is this situation? And you are not allowed to eat before the children eat. The disciple basically rejected her. And now it appears that Jesus also is rejecting her too. And number five, the obstacle of reality, that whole reality was against her faith. The reality of this situation is harsh. Her daughter was possessed by a devil. She was a member of a doomed race. This religious man did not seem to care about her or her situation at all. And it must have appeared to her that her situation was hopeless. But against this obstacle, we see that she is given an opportunity for faith. And that's what happened to us. When challenges come against our faith, we need to turn them to an opportunity, okay, not to give up. These obstacles were thrown up by the Lord, were not placed there to discourage and defeat this lady. The obstacles were placed there to mature her faith. And I just wrote a few ideas about how her faith is progressed. Number one, she calls on Jesus based on his role as the Jewish Messiah. She receives no help there. She has no right to approach him on that ground. Then we move to the second. She hears Jesus tell her that his mission here is on this earth to the nation of Israel. When she hears this, she moves beyond seeing him as a Jewish Messiah. She now sees him as her only hope. So, as we read in the gospel, she sees him as being worthy of worship. She bows down to him. She humbles herself at his feet, giving him the worship he deserved, and appeals to him for the help she needs. And then now we hear Jesus compare her to a dog. Jew looked at the non-Jewish people as dogs. The word they use to refer to dog is a mangy. It is used as a metaphor of people who are unclean, filthy, and dirty. In fact, the Jewish use this word to refer to sodomites and homosexuals. Now, Matthew is using this word, but when we look at Mark, he is using different word for dogs. The word Mark is using means little puppy, that little puppy that you have at your house. I have a little dachshund, so when you sit at the table, they come and they want food, okay? Like in my family, and she knows that I am the only one who feeds her. So immediately she comes and she wants to climb. So I tell her, do you need a chair to sit with me? No, she just come. And so this is the image that Mark is using. So he is giving her a hope. So the image here is of a beloved puppy sitting under the table while the family eats a meal. It sits there hoping for and expecting that someone will slip her or him a morsel of bread. The puppy can see the food. He can smell the food. He knows what he wants is within easy reach. He just needs someone to acknowledge him and her and give him a crumb, a bite. When we look at this situation, we see a lot of people would have given up. Jesus ignored her. The disciple played the race card. Jesus even compared her to a dog. Yet, she persisted. Most folks would have thrown up their hand in frustration and stormed off in anger, saying, I do not need this. So much for your God of love, for your message of compassion, and your narrow, bigoted religion. I don't want this anymore. I don't want to have to do anything with a God or religion like this. And this is what happened with many who react when they don't get what they want. This is what we see in our society, especially a consumistic society. Okay? When you push the button, if you don't have your coffee in 2 minutes, then you get frustrated. So we use God as a machine or a fast food. So we get frustrated because we don't get it. But not this woman. She persisted in spite of everything that was thrown into her pathway. Why? She persisted because too much was at stake. Her little daughter needed to be delivered from her bondage. Her family needed to be saved. She needed help, and she was determined to get it. A crumb might have been all she could get, but she knew that a crumb from his hand was more than enough. She wouldn't give up until she gets what she needed. And lastly, we see the mother and her reward. Jesus was amazed by the depth of her faith. In fact, this woman is only one of two people Jesus referred to as having great faith. The other person was a Roman centurion who came to Jesus to have Jesus heal his servant sick. Amazingly, both of these people were Gentiles. Jesus has tested her faith with hard words, and her faith had risen to the challenge. Her faith exceeded that of the people who Jesus came to save. Here we have a Gentile dog that had more faith than the Jewish scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, and priests. And this kind of faith that excites the Lord. Jesus rewarded her faith by giving her exactly what she asked for. He healed her daughter. Her faith was so strong that she didn't ask for a proof. We see she immediately left, went home. And when she was home, she realized that her daughter was healed. What a blessing, yet at the same time, what a challenge. Challenge and blessing at the same time. So dear friends, a little crumb from the Lord's table might be all what you need today. And that's what we're gonna come and take communion. This is a little crumb from Jesus' table, but it's a full meal. A full package of salvation. This is my body, this is my blood, given totally for you. Others might need him to drop the whole platter down for them. I do not know what you need or where are you today, but I know a God who can meet you where you are and help you get what you need today. And now may the grace of God, who surpasses all understanding, keeps your heart and mind into everlasting life. Amen.